Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to either drop step or make a miss, and he did neither.
Or run three extra feet. You run three extra feet and just get tackled, you have a first down, and that drive continues, and who knows what's going to happen.
Maybe you win the game.
Maybe. But you're not the reason you lose the game.
If they could get to overtime, at least the over would have hit, Keith.
I know. I was actually like, rooting. I was like, wait a minute, this could happen. I was like, because I was so up in arms about all the turnovers in the end zone. I'm like, all right, there goes the over. But then I'm like, wait a minute, over's still in play. And if they tie it and go to overtime outside of a tie game, you're hitting the over.
The over didn't hit.
It was 44.5.
I still feel like our process was good on
it
that.
It was the right bet.
We had good process. The expected points were high in that game yesterday.
Even Pat's money line people, I think your thought process was in the right spot. They should have won that game.
I mean, they dominated Pittsburgh.
Yes.
They dominated them outside of, and this is a difficult one to brush away, outside of the turnovers.
If they turned it over four times, they might win the game. They turned it over five and still...
Five or six?
Yes. That's what really gets me, too, is you turn it over five times, but it wasn't like one of the turnovers was, you know, a Hail Mary at the end of the game and like that was your... No. You were moving the ball down the field. You just got stopped on downs on the final possession. That was it. And, man, that play should have been made. I don't know if you go on to win the game or score or whatever, but that drive should have continued. That was maddening.
You win the toss. You start with the ball. Fumble. You have the interception.
Which, at that point, maybe we should have known.
Yeah.
That was like, here we go, guys. This is the rest of the game.
They're like, let's start on offense. Yeah. Win the toss. Start with the ball. Yeah. Three plays later, fumble.
Awesome.
They have a 17-play, 92-yard drive going into halftime. Drake May, pick. Oh, but it was tipped. Who cares?
Yep.
They went fumble. To start the second half after an Aaron Rodgers interception.
Which was a horrible interception.
Ramondre, two plays later, going into the end zone, fumble. And then Drake on the next drive, fumble. And then you had, I'm sorry, or was that Gibson fumble?
Yeah, it was Gibson, then Drake.
And then May was the fourth quarter fumble. I apologize.
Awesome.
Too many to keep track of.
Sandwiched in there, though, you also have that Pop Douglas play, which we're not cutting Ramondre Stevenson. We'll take his uniform this week. You're inactive. Yep. Pop Douglas, you're off the team.
You got to go. He's already the fourth receiver on the team right now, and that is probably generous. You know, I think Kyle Williams could pass him by in the high-speed lane, and I think Efton Chisholm, people are even like, all right, maybe Efton Chisholm on that exact same play. Does he pick up the first down?
So a lot of people have pointed this out. I don't know that I need Efton Chisholm on the field a crap ton, but what was the one thing that Vrabel talked up about Chisholm all offseason? Play strength. Pop Douglas has zero play strength. He has zero ability to break a run through a tackle, maybe make a guy miss.
There's no awareness.
But
either.
Go through any contact, no awareness. Yeah. I mean, the one thing Vrabel consistently said after every preseason game when Efton Chisholm was out there making plays, play strength. And, yeah, you want to throw some IQ on top of it. I don't know if we know that answer with him yet, but I don't think he's coming up short of the sticks. I don't think a lot of guys are coming up short of the sticks. Just this guy.
Yeah, no, that was wild, and I couldn't help but think, you know, this weekend Julian Edelman goes into the team Hall of Fame, and like those plays, even if he ran the route a little short, he would catch it and dart forward, and the defenders could, even if there's two defenders on him, like how many times could you remember a play where Edelman would pick up a first down just like that, and not run the wrong way, run it short, and then run the wrong way? It's not like it was 4th and 8, and you ran it to 7 yards because of a timing thing. You needed a yard. You needed a yard. You couldn't even get the yard. And then he tried making a miss by going backwards.
So, look, I didn't like a lot of the fourth down play calls yesterday.
They got away with a few, I thought.
The irony was they were 4 for 4 on fourth down going into that drive.
4th and 1 on your own 15 is wild.
So,
and I love it, but it's wild.
I didn't necessarily hate going for it because it did feel like they were dead and lifeless.
Yes.
But I hated the play call. Why are we pitching it behind the line of scrimmage? They did that again on a later fourth down conversion. They also threw short of the sticks to Pop Douglas on that play. So I don't like the play design play call from McDaniel. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
But almost all of my blame, short of my annoyance about the play design there, almost all of my blame for that is on Pop Douglas.
Yeah, the last play I put entirely on Pop because, you know, you could be like, oh, what about McDaniels? It's like, well, not everybody on that route ran 1 yard, right? It wasn't like he's like, hey, everybody go short. He was the only guy, I believe, of the eligible receivers, I guess they, depending on whatever the back was doing, that was like short of the first down. Drake May put it right on him.
Yeah,
put it right on him. And you're like, all right, so if he was a yard further down the field, he would have put it right on him there. And or at the very least, you say, all right, make a great play. Make a guy miss. Don't run away. Don't run back towards the other end zone.
Dive forward. I mean, Easy for me to say. I'm not going to get hit. But, like, you were right there.
No,
just squirt forward, knife forward. Yeah. As Vrabel said, you have the first down and you live to play another play.
And it's funny because earlier in the game, there was a couple of times, and Pop Douglas played the fourth most snaps among receivers, but there were a few plays where Drake May did target him, and you're like, these guys
are not on the same page.
No, you have a connection.
You brought this up. It's a great observation. They have no chemistry.
None.
And then outside of all of that, give me your stat. Can you go back to the Rich Keefe stats and info department? Give me your stat again, because this maybe is the more egregious thing for Josh McDaniels. Why are we running plays for Pop effing Douglas at the end of these games? Never mind short of the sticks. Just why are you running it to this guy when you hear this stat from Rich Keefe stats and info?
There are currently 174 players in the NFL who have more yards on a single catch than Pop Douglas has total in three games.
So the first time you read that hours ago, I thought you were just saying on
have more receiving yards than him? No.
No. I thought you were just saying they had longer catches than he's had. No. They've had one longer catch than he has yards all season.
Meaning 174 players have at least a 14-yard catch. Many have more than one.
Yeah.
He is stuck on 13 total yards through three games.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like Douglas's awareness or lack thereof on the field.
There's no awareness.
I don't know that that's what gets him cut. This after the game is what put me over the top personally for moving on entirely. Separate entirely from Pop Douglas. Here's the exchange.
Fourth down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play. It wasn't designed for anything. It was just...
Did you think you were at the first down?
Not.
Or you didn't know where you
were? Yeah, I was somewhere by it. I know I was somewhere by it because we only had 2 yards.
So you knew you probably had to make a play, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah, big facts.
So I don't know if this is a week that the afternoon show talks to Josh McDaniels, but it'd be a great question to ask him. Do you design plays? Are plays even designed? Yeah. And if so, what was the last one designed
for? It was just a play. There was no design.
Just a play.
Yeah, it was just a play.
So everybody just ran wherever they wanted?
Yeah.
Or did somebody actually design the play? And were you aware that it was fourth and one and the game was on the line? And then he decided to run short.
Honestly, good question.
He may not
know. Did you know what down it was?
Maybe he doesn't.
He might not.
Maybe he thought they won. Should we follow up Pop Douglas?
Facts.
Big facts.
Does Pop Douglas know they lost? I'm not trying to be funny. Like, does he know that? Maybe not.
Pop, were you aware it was fourth down?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought we were getting facts.
Which one you wanted.
I was about to give it to him.
They both work.
Yeah, they both work. Either way, it works.
So that's tough. That's tough. But he's been getting phased out anyway.
I also, though, he's asked, did you know you were close to the first down? He's like, well, I knew I was somewhere around it. It's like, that should be something you definitively know.
Yeah.
Are you at the sticks? Orlovsky highlighted this last night on Twitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, where he lined up before the play, and you said this, Keith, he can't be right on the ball. He can't be right on the line of scrimmage, but he doesn't have to be 2 yards off either.
Right.
And if you start 1 yard closer than where he lined up,
that's the difference.
You're 1 yard past the first down, you have the first down. So some of it might be his lack of awareness pre-snap. Never mind once he gets the ball in his hands. Never mind if he even knew it was fourth down. So yeah, that to me, plus the laughing on top of it, like, oh, we lost the game. Ha ha.
Yeah.
That to me is why I'd cut him.
They don't know what the they're doing. No.
I'd move on. That'd send a big time message. It would also allow for Kyle Williams to play more. Let's see what we got at Kyle Williams. You got an opportunity in there, made a grab. You're already playing Booty, Diggs, and Mac Hollins more than Pop Douglas. You run a lot of, you know, you got a tight end or two on the field. You have a back or two, although that number might be coming down. But like, you don't play 3-4 wide receivers at a time anyway that often. So no, I think that'd be a big time message. At the very least, you got to make him inactive next week, like Ramondre. That'd be the minimum. Yeah, if they did that, I'd be like, all right, they're at least doing something.
After listening to Vrabel, I'm not sure they're going to send any message to Ramondre. I bet Pop doesn't get a uniform if he's even on the team, and he should.
You think so?
He shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you're right, but I don't know. We don't. This is a new time for.
It's a big week for Vrabel.
We don't know what Vrabel's going to do with this. Last year. As much as we clowned on Mayo and Wolf and everybody, they eventually started to remove some of those receivers. Because remember, every receiver thought they were the best. They all thought they should play. They all thought they were all pro.
Yeah, this guy last year was like, guys, I'm open. Pop on the tape.
Yeah, yeah. Right, like, you were the face of the worst receiving room in the league last year. But no, but like, remember like Rager and Thornton? Like, they eventually started to move guys around. This year, you know, Jalen Polk was hurt, but they did trade him. So he's gone. But What about this? This is a different situation right now.
Yeah. Henry is in Canton. We were just talking about Vrabel. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah. What Mayo record was last year about this time?
He was 1-2.
Same as Vrabel. Same as Vrabel.
Yep. Sir.
And then Mayo, they wouldn't let him spend no money, and Vrabel don't spend about $100 million. And
it's true.
I don't understand that. I mean, sometimes we got to talk about Vrabel.
I agree. I think we've been talking about
it's Vrabel. A bad start. The team was supposed to be way more like professional, right? Like less penalties, less turnovers. And even if they didn't have a ton of talent, and I get Henry's point, you know, Mayo didn't have the Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Steph Diggs free agency. Vrabel did. So Vrabel should win more games than Mayo. And right now he's off to the exact same start.
And Vrabel decided to cut Jabril Peppers, who, trust me, I don't miss. Mm-hmm. Peppers is out there, strip sack yesterday. So, you know, you can look at Vrabel for some of the decisions. I said this after the Raiders game week 1. I feel the same way after this week. I was shocked at how undisciplined they were against the Raiders. And I said, I wonder how much, I'm not saying he's Mayo, but I'm shocked at how similar they look. So Vrabel might be a hell of a lot closer to Mayo than we ever thought. He could be a lot closer to Mayo than we. I think he's a better coach.
Yeah, I think so.
But based on what we've seen through 3 weeks, there hasn't been any improvement in the head coaching department. In fact, this head coach came in and he's like, yeah, penalties don't even matter. And then his team comes out and gets penalized through the nose to start that game yesterday. And I'm not surprised there's correlation.
Yeah.
Mark is in New Hampshire. Hello, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Just got out of the gym. Today was Max Day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I just want to comment
real quick on Drake May. I wonder, is he Ryan Mallett or is he going to be Josh Allen? Because they will both throw the ball, you know, 70 yards. There's no doubt about that. But he doesn't seem to exercise good judgment in critical moments.
Yeah, I don't think yesterday was a great day for May. I think big picture, he is way down the list of my concerns based on everything else going on with the team. But I wanted more out of him yesterday.
Yeah, I did too. I hold him to a higher standard maybe than most because everybody was making excuses for the tipped interception. I thought if he threw that up and over the defender, both defenders, it would have been a touchdown in the back of the end zone to Kayshon Booty. So, yeah, I don't think he's he's probably not going to be either one of those quarterbacks, honestly. Like, I don't think he's going to be Josh Allen. I think the guy's going to be a perennial league MVP.
He's not going to be Mallett.
Yeah, and like, yeah, rest in peace, Ryan Mallett. But I already feel like Drake May is more comfortable playing the position, and he runs better than Mallett did. Yeah, Mallett had like a rocket for an arm, but I already feel like Drake May is beyond that point. But no, I thought he had a great game in week two. And overall, he did have a lot of good in this game. I just think the two or three bad plays kind of outweigh all the great stuff that he did. And so he's right there in it. Ramondre gets more blame. Pop Douglas on that last play gets a ton of blame. But Drake May turned it over a couple of times.
He was the third poop.
Yeah,
he only got the one poop.
Right.
Yeah.
I do my three turds of the game.
There it is. Three turds. Yeah,
turds of the game.
Yeah, he was on the list.
He didn't have three turds. That was Ramondre. Two turds was Pop. One turd was Drake. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
People are happy we didn't give that guy a brag of the week. So you guys,
I was waiting more organic. Than
I was waiting for it.
He was fishing for it.
We didn't want to give him what he wanted there. Okay, I was waiting for it.
Andy Hart's pissed that we didn't ask him what his max was. He's like, come on, How much is that guy left?
Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.